Hey, jammers and slammers, this is Aaron Maslow of the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. Guess what? We blew it the other day when we put out the entire Dan Clark episode. Yeah, that's right. All 372 million seconds of it. You know what? It took forever, but we got through it. Some of our listeners listened to it, and some of our unlisteners did not listen to it. This week, we're going to finish with part two. This is part two of the Dan Clark episode. Last week, we put out part one, and by last week, I mean this week we put out part one. Last week we put out part ton of Dan Clark. Dan's from Port Hope, Ontario. He's about 6,000 years old. He wants to talk today about Star Wars porn, yoga, YouTube, playing games, being a news anchor. Guess what, you know? Dan Clark is on a podcast of his own. He co-hosts The Worst Podcast Ever with Alex Fortin, and I've seen them naked. Hey, but guess what? This is a real good one. Everybody's going to have a good time, especially Nick and Jamie and Tamara Appleton. Tobin Spencer Lang is kicking around. This is great. Everything's just great. This is so, so great. You guys, thank you so much for coming by. Really appreciate it. Enjoy it. It's a shorty because guess what? The longy is already out there. And no, that does not reference somebody's wiener. References my wiener. And I'm nobody. Okay, thanks a lot for tuning in. Enjoy the show. Take care of yourselves. Here we go.
Soft and white. We've established that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Me too.
Yeah. I apologize for seeming like a bitch. I don't mean to be. Like
I don't. No, I didn't think that.
No. Mo, your okay. Roommate Mo. Yeah. Has told me that you're in really good shape.
This is wrong.
Yeah. He was like that. Tobin's very athletic.
I was like an Olympic athlete, but not anymore.
Special Olympics.
Aren't my clothes?
Yeah. Are you allowed to qualify for that yet?
Not quite. One day.
One day, right?
One day.
Yeah, your scoliosis gets so bad it puts you in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Actually, my spondylolisthesis is worse, so that's probably going to get me faster.
What does that one do?
So my back, so I have stage 2 spondylolisthesis and stage 1 scoliosis, so it looks like a question mark, fucked the letter S.
Awesome.
So I've seen that porn parody.
Yeah. Spondylolisthesis is when your back curves like an S.
Oh.
So my back curves in around and then
in
up
5 years
and
you're
out.
Just gonna have like a fucking corkscrew.
Yeah.
Like a wine key for a back.
Yeah, so if I get
he'll be able to watch his own back.
So if I get like stage 4 spondylolisthesis is like a full spine wrap.
So
and that's peril.
Are you just gonna get a mech then?
I gotta wait because I have a pars fracture, so I can't operate on my back.
Hey, I've got compression fractures in my spine.
Yeah, so this is how that happened.
You guys both need like full mech suits, like Evangelion. Like.
Yeah, this is great. We both got spinal fractures.
Gundam. Yeah, so that was a pretty like low taste joke on my part by saying you're going to be paralyzed one day.
That's okay.
No,
that's
fine. Like,
I'll apologize when I see you in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I'll probably be dead before then. So, I mean, if all goes to plan,
how do you want to die?
How do I want to die?
Tonight with a rope.
I've been thinking a lot. No, I don't know.
On stage?
Violently and dramatically.
All right. Nick, you're on it.
Peacefully and comedically. Over to you, Tamara.
Sassy and fresh. That's
where I'm at.
How do you die sassy and fresh?
You say something sassy you get out of the shower and somebody hears you, they don't like it.
I want to die while snapping the bathing
Muhammad
suit.
Muhammad hears
of a
my
boy.
Impression of him.
In the shower?
I have a
shower.
Time snapping it into
the pool boy
wife. But he's in a separate room.
Oh, okay.
He's in a total separate house.
What's your Mo impression?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, her Mo impression. It starts out.
Don't,
he goes,
hey, stop.
I'm Muhammad. I'm a comedian.
Stop.
And
you don't want me
guys,
to do
hey
Mo
guys. This
yeah,
is
Mo's
Nick McQuick.
This.
Is it?
He totally
is
will.
Is it insulting?
It was really bad.
What about not the impression, but the thing you said afterwards that you said you don't want Mo to hear the Mo game?
Oh no, I'll talk about this. My favorite thing to do with Mo is like going out to like bars or clubs or with him, and then playing the game where it's called Muhammad is a whore. Basically, you go to every girl in the club or bar, and you just tell them that like that guy over there with the hat. He's a big whore and he has chlamydia. So when he goes and talks to women, they don't. I
Like,
your game is cock blocking.
Like, all chlamydia takes is like so a couple antibiotics.
And you know he buys you all of your drinks, and he's a nice guy.
No, you know what he does? He brings me to a bar.
I can't ever get him to say anything bad about you.
He can. He totally does. No, he hates
me. I've never heard it.
No, he's always very positive to you and nice, and you're just cock blocking him and doing rude impersonations.
He leaves me at bars.
You said the N-word 4 times. In your impersonation?
I did not.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you did.
That was Craig in Red Deer.
No, not Craig.
Greg? You're close.
What's his name?
G-Rex.
The racist one. Guys, come on.
I know.
The racist one in Red Deer? Oh, yeah, that one.
He just added me as a friend on Facebook.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've been friends with him for a while. He doesn't really do anything on Facebook, so that's fine. But name's Greg.
Greg?
Yeah, Greg.
It's not Dreg?
No.
Nope.
I thought it was Dreg
it's
the whole time.
Not even a name. That's an orc's name.
Is he not a racist orc?
No.
Well, then I freaked up, you guys. I freaked
up. Yep, exactly. When you did your impression of Mo, you...
Stop.
Which we should do right now for the listeners.
No,
I think
never.
We should. Tamara, why do you want to make this podcast worse?
Hey, I'm Mo. I'm not making... And I'm a comedian.
Stop
and
it.
And guys, like, I don't even think that I know how to... No, what? Stop. You don't want me to say it.
Nick, don't.
Like, I didn't even hear any of this, and I don't even know what's going on, and I just feel like people are going to come after you, and, like, if they don't get a no...
Yeah,
I'll just do it in person.
People
I'll
will
do it when he's
people
there.
Will run up to you on the street, on mainly
door,
me. But
you're gonna be like fucking Harry Styles from One Direction after this, except for like he's gonna be like everyone's just gonna want to know this.
Yeah, you're gonna be Harry Styles from The Directions.
I would love Harry to be Harry Styles from The Directions.
But anyway, you were saying.
Oh yeah. So.
Stop, I'm Nick McQuick. Hi guys, my name is Nick McQuick. Stick
really
for a dick. Stop it! I hate this. I hate this game. It's not good.
Why?
Because it's making me look really bad.
Yeah.
Or am I making me look
I've
really
brought
bad?
I've brought up suicide like 6 times in this podcast.
I know.
You guys, suicide jokes are the best jokes, though.
Mm-hmm. They always leave you hanging in for more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The worst.
Suicide jokes and dick jokes together, too.
Dan, you have a podcast, right?
I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
What was that thing
called? I'm a co-host on the worst podcast ever with myself and Alex Gordon. We do it weekly, or we try to do it weekly. I think we missed last week with a guest. So,
yeah. What's the highlight of that been for you?
Watching something like just kind of grow. Like we've been pretty lucky where we've been steadily growing with listeners like every week. So. Yeah. It's been nice to see it go from, like, almost no listeners to, like, a bunch.
Yeah.
5 months. I think, yeah, last year we got, like, 31,000 or something.
Nice.
Listens. So.
There you go.
I don't know if that's the same people every week or whatever, but.
I have a recording here of Tamara saying some words she doesn't like.
Stop. What is it? Is it the impression?
No,
don't! Oh God! I don't. How do you people keep finding these really like these horrible, horrible things from my past?
If you talk over it, I can't.
Listen, yeah, I know. Weird.
Okay, I don't know why I started playing another video afterwards. But you don't. No, come on. It's just it's you.
Oh my God! I'll leave. I will leave.
You don't.
I'll take that pizza. I'll take that pizza.
What about this video of you on stage?
Doing my Donald Trump impression. You can play that one.
Yeah.
I look great. Wow. That lighting is so flattering.
So modest.
We've got to build a wall.
So that's you.
That was perfect.
Donnie T.
Thank you.
Donnie T was like just.
Just like.
Maybe 21.
Rocks in his mouth.
Out of the 23 chromosomes missing.
You know.
Or 24 out of the 23 present.
Dan kind of looks like a news anchor.
Sure does. Or a bear.
If he had like white hair, yeah, full news anchor.
I'm working on it, man.
White hair, full polar bear news anchor.
Like Anderson Cooper, but for Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Anderson Ooper.
Danderson Clooper.
Actually, I guess.
Anderson Jupiter?
Anderson Noosner? Neanderson Kempner.
Tobin Spencer Lake.
Yeah.
Is that your middle name, Spencer, or is it your last name hyphenated?
Last name is hyphenated. Middle name's Jesse.
That's cool.
Oh, one of those guys who like takes up a lot of room on a football jersey.
You have a man with
I did not play football.
No?
You can't be trusted. You have 3 first names.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was just going to say that, Jamie.
Yeah. Tobin Jesse Spencer.
Never trust a man with more than one first name. Mm-hmm. I can't trust my own boyfriend because he has two first names.
Ooh. That's an issue for your relationship you might want to consider working on.
Yeah, yeah, what does Dr. Phil say about that?
He says never trust a man with more than one first name.
Oh.
No, I sound like Dr. Phil. That wouldn't sound like something I would say.
Yeah. What, Tobin, can you do a Dr. Phil?
Yeah, can you do Dr. Phil? He has a really low voice.
Like, not fuck him. Can you do like an impersonation?
Say something like, how's that working for you? Or you teach people how to treat you.
You teach people
how to treat you. You teach people how to treat you.
Yeah.
A little bit more. You're getting there. You have a good low. A little more drawl. A little more drawl.
A little more.
A little Texan boy.
What's the line? Line?
Teach people how to treat you.
You gotta teach people how to treat you. Before you can treat yourself.
Treat yourself before you beat yourself off. Treat yourself.
I don't know why that is.
Nah, I mean.
Guys, remember in the beginning of this podcast when I dragged the chocolate bars through the meat?
Oh, God.
I just remembered it and I just couldn't stop laughing.
This meat?
That me. You guys, remember when you were like, you did something nice to me and I just immediately.
Did something nice to you.
Did something nice to you. You put candy in my mouth. You did nice at me.
That's a nice man who put candy in my mouth.
It's like a positive precious.
That's did you know that one of my cats that's not in here is called named Precious based on the novel Push by Sapphire, except for Precious is spelled P-R-E-S-H-U-S.
Nope.
I did not know that. Was I expected to? That's very specific information.
We're Simon Precious. I just wanted to inform everyone in a way that felt appropriate.
Nice.
Dan, what's the best movie you've seen this year?
This year? This year. This year. Jeez, I don't know.
It started at the end of last year.
I don't remember. I don't know. I don't go
last
see
year
it.
Was a different one.
I don't see a lot of movies.
No, it's this one.
What was last year's? I don't remember.
Last
I don't know.
Last
I don't know. Probably one of the Avengers movies or something.
No.
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
That was last year. Oh, that's not an Avengers. It has more Avengers in it than the movie Avengers, though. But. Yeah, you like your Winter Soldier?
I watched Winter Soldier this year for the first time.
It was good.
And I liked it better than Civil War.
I really liked it.
Yeah, it's great.
It was a fun movie.
Interstellar.
Random
that was
time.
Probably top one from last year again.
Yeah. That movie?
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of corn.
So much corn.
Yeah.
Zero corn.
There's no,
no
corn?
It's all corn.
Is it all corn?
It was corn the whole time.
Was it corn the whole time?
You'll have
time
to watch though. It to find out.
Yeah. Have you not seen Interstellar?
Never.
Part, you're in it.
I'm in it.
Yeah, as corn.
I'm corn. I knew that. I literally
the band.
Acted. I acted.
The Christian rock band.
Is
corn.
It, is it a Christian rock band?
No.
Corn?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yep. Korn is not a Christian rock band.
Jamie, get on Google.
I didn't think they were Christian. I thought, Pod.
Get on. No, Pod. Thank
unless
you, Grandma.
They,
P-O-D.
Unless they converted recently.
No, not a recent thing.
It's a Mormonism.
This is a. Let's find out. Is Korn a Christian rock band?
The best religion. Probably.
I don't know why I'm so willing to gamble on this. But
Korn is an American new metal band from Bakersfield, California.
Oh, used to live there. Not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were one of those bands.
Lived in
surprisingly Christian.
Nope.
Curses.
Nope, not one bit.
Good thing we didn't bet money on that.
Nope.
Chance the Rapper's pretty religious, which was...
Yeah. Prince was religious.
Yeah, that one's weird.
But now he's too dead.
That one, Prince, or his religion?
No, like the fact that Prince was religious.
Yeah, it's Jehovah's
Witness. I just find that weird.
Beck was a Scientologist.
Kind of Jehovah's Witness.
Beck was a Scientologist.
Beck is, I think, a Scientologist. He was born into it, though.
So is Jason Lee.
He's a shitty Scientologist. Because he likes smoked pot and shit.
Jason Lee's a Scientologist.
No.
Really?
He wasn't born into it. Was
crazy.
He?
Damn.
Yeah,
you religious,
like,
Dan? You
what?
Grew up in a religious family, right?
Yeah.
He grew up in a cult.
Mormons.
Not a cult, but some people call it that.
Uneducated people.
You grew up Mormon.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
I bet you like that new musical. Hamilton.
Yeah, Hamilton.
It's a great one. Everybody's talking about it. It's really good. I downloaded some of it on Google Play.
Actually,
it's like iTunes, but cheaper.
It's actually funny. The Mormon Church, they like haven't criticized the play, The Book of Mormon, at all because they think it's like negative publicity. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they buy advertisements in the playbill saying like, hey, if you liked this musical, why don't you learn what the church is actually really about?
Pretty tricky.
That's pretty clever. I'm into it.
There you go.
Marketing.
That's smart. That's like
the
kind of smarts that wins you like X's and O's.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh, like what if it four by X's and O's even?
Yeah, because you got to think like
shit.
What about Go? That game's fucking hard.
Yeah, that game can go fuck itself. I never figured that game out.
Go?
Go? Yeah.
It's just like territorial.
It's like Chinese checker. No,
it's sort
kind of it's there's strategy.
Are you boring you tomorrow?
No,
it's
sorry.
Just
her favorite game is Monopoly. So really like she's Monopoly. Basically like the quarter pounder with cheese of people.
Have you ever had a quarter pounder with cheese?
Yeah, but if you ever had stuffed crust pizza, it's so much better, right? So why don't you just open yourself up to more stuffed crust pizza games?
I'm the reason we got stuffed crust pizza.
Yeah, and
it's only me.
But you like Monopoly is the reason civilization cannot move forward. That game is trash.
Oh my god.
Best game is just reading Trivial Pursuit cards and not
Thank you. B&O Railroad.
B&O.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is probably Cards Against Humanity. It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, that's fair.
Every fucking time. I play it with myself all the time when I'm alone, and then I'm less sad.
Scrabble. My favorite game is like Boulder Dash.
Scrabble?
Scrabble's awesome.
I feel that. I'm not good at English or spelling, but...
Scrabble's great.
I really like chess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, chess is fun.
Words with Friends is like Scrabble, but like...
But your mom messages you every day?
You don't look less foolish because it won't let you put out letters that aren't a word and then have everyone laugh at you. You have to put them away. So,
Mom texts you every day asking you to make your move because she's impatient.
No, my mom's not my friend. I just fight her. And
whereas
then
with
I prove that I'm
moms.
The alpha.
You guys, the best
Everyone looked
is
away
Boulder
from
Dash.
Nick when he said he'd fight his mom.
Yeah. I looked at Tamara because she won't fight her mom.
Yeah, fight your mom, Tamara.
Why would I do that?
So you can get cheaper rent.
Dan, you ever fight your mom?
Not physically. We've gone in arguments before.
Like, yeah.
Like serious arguments? Or like...
Like she threw a glass at you and you gave her a concussion?
Whoa.
Or like blow over within a week?
No, because anytime we get too heated, then my dad would step in and then it would turn into an argument between me and my dad.
So your mom was just there to like... stoke the coals and then your dad
She's
walked in as the end
fluffer.
Boss.
No, like, I don't know. Her and I just always got along, so we never got into, like, a lot of arguments about stuff.
That's fair.
If anything...
What's her favorite game? Monopoly?
Probably, like, Scrabble or something.
Better than Monopoly.
I don't know. We played Scrabble a lot as a family growing up, so...
Yeah.
Monopoly's fun until the properties get bought, and then it immediately sucks.
No, that's how the game is played.
Yeah, you're right. That'd be a better
game.
Yeah,
you're right.
Nobody
it does
anything.
Immediately suck.
Yeah.
I like it when until the properties get bought, though. I'm kind of into it then. But that only takes like a half hour or like whatever. So then I'm like, okay, that's enough of this.
I like when you get to roll the dice.
I really like holding the boot and the hat.
Yep.
The pieces.
Those are the best parts.
That's my favorite part.
It's just so small and weighty.
I get very, very bored in Monopoly.
Oh.
Because right. Boulder Dash is the best game.
I used to play Monopoly with my dad, and it used to be like this like mental torture, because what we would do is we would buy sides of the board and then pray that the other person would land on it and then steal all their money or take all their money, and it was just like it's all about the mind game, you guys. You guys gotta play it for 3 days.
If you want that mind game, go play chess.
I'd play Monopoly with my dad.
That's the OG mind game.
Have you ever had anybody say, let's play a quick game of Risk before? You ever heard that
line? No such.
Risk is like a game that takes a long weekend to play.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is insane.
Sellers of Catan. Pretty fun.
Oh, great game.
Yeah,
great game.
Is good until fucking Greg's an asshole who won't give you a fucking sheep.
Yeah, it's always about the sheep.
One time I just played this game where I was a six-year-old who shot... No, where I was a guy who shot a six-year-old in a haunted house.
I was also that guy.
What?
It wasn't.
Sorry. What game is this?
I don't remember. It was a haunted house thing.
It's called Escape the Police.
I didn't
It's called...
win.
None this of us isn't a dream.
From her previous life.
I think a wolf ate me. I don't know.
Okay. No problem.
Sorry, everyone. I have to go.
Plug all your social medias.
At the Dan Channel on...
At Northern Content.
Yeah, Northern Content, and then at the Dan Channel on everything. So check me out on everything.
Do you have a Snapchat yet?
I did. I got rid of it because I just never used it. So
word.
That sucks. Are you going to put those chocolate bars?
Does anyone want these?
No.
I'm going to drag them through the meat real
quick. Drag them through the meat real quick.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that one.
No,
it's open.
I don't want it.
Here you go.
Don't.
Thanks.
Don't leave it.
That's yours.
Take it. It's, I don't even like it. I ate it because it was there, and I dragged it through the meat, and I felt
I'm
bad
about
it.
Put this one back in my pocket.
Don't. Oh.
Is that one meated up?
Oh, yeah.
You got slathered?
Yeah. I put some cheese in there, too.
You better.
Gross.
Get out of here.
Dan, ever since I've known you, you've always had a beard.
Yeah, I shave it off every now and again.
I don't think you've ever seen it.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find a picture of me with no beard.
You're a mysterious man. Very mysterious man.
I look like a fat baby with no beard.
You look like a fat baby with no beard.
Yeah.
Well, right now you look like a fat baby with a beard.
Exactly.
Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
Covers it well.
Thank you.
You're headlining? No, you're doing some cards that are wild that a casino comedy?
Yeah, Joker's Gone Wild. Mm-hmm. July 23rd, 28th. Can I check real quick, please?
No.
Let me just check.
No.
So at the end of July.
End of July.
What day is it on?
It's at the 29th, July 29th. It's a Friday. And it's at the Yellowhead Casino. Yeah, and this guy, Hector, is setting it up. Should be really fun. It's going to be myself, Ryan Short, and Drew Bame. So, message me for free tickets.
I feel like in times like this, you guys, it's very important to ignore Nick.
Sounds really good.
He has carrots on his nose.
Thank you for coming on.
Or are they his nose hairs?
What's going on?
Oh my god, this is where baby carrots come from.
Guys, I'm trying to wrap
Nick
the
just
show.
Produces
yeah,
them.
Hi guys, it's Nick McQuick here. Wrapping up the show.
You were so bad.
I don't have carrots on my nose.
Hey guys, it's Tamara doing an impression of Mo.
Stop. So, hey guys, it was great. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. I have to pee so bad. I'm Nick McQuick.
You go pee and then
I'll stay right here.
I put fresh toilet paper out for you, baby.
God, thank you so much.
And
steal
the
it.
Used stuff is for the men.
Yeah. Well, someone was like, in the bathroom and used
toilet
well.
Paper.
Oh, okay. You said the youth stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's also what I thought you said.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, there's several
I was gonna
toilet
say,
paper
like,
for used. Youth.
So what do you do now? You don't install glass anymore, do you?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I go back tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm trying to get out of it.
Yeah. But does it keep pulling you back?
I have no skills. So
these common dreams
are
hard.
Yeah. Unfortunately. But hey, you're making it a comedy now. I mean, you're doing pretty good there.
I guess. It's not really paying the bills yet, but
you're a national treasure.
Thank you, Tobin. I appreciate that.
National treasure coming up yet again.
Maybe Nick Cage will try and steal me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna dress up in this cage and steal you.
How do I live without you?
If you had to have sex with any Avenger, who would it be?
Thor.
Yeah, great.
Thor.
Probably Captain America because he seems like he'd be really gentle.
Iron Man.
Nah, he seems like too proud of himself. I feel like he's going to be like underwhelming.
I know. He's just the only one that I kind of
I
really
mean, the real
bang,
answer is Natasha Romanoff.
It seems worth
it. No.
But
that's gross.
Also Thor.
Yeah.
Just to say that
I understand Thor.
Bang to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And plus, there's that guy that sees
Captain
everything,
mm-hmm.
and he would have to see me and Thor doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. See, it wouldn't work with Captain America, because I feel like it'd be really homophobic.
Captain America would be good. Captain America would look me in the fucking eyes.
Yeah, you're a woman, though, so it's different.
Okay, never mind. I choose Captain America, never mind. Mm-hmm. Change my vote.
You're still going with Thor.
Yeah.
Like,
I can
those
see Thor.
Norse guards pretty open.
I think it would be, like, kind of violent with him.
No.
Nah.
Be a bit of a struggle. With Iron Man, I'm certain that he would be, like, malicious in bed, almost.
I feel like he'd be, like, a porn guy.
He'd be, like a hair puller.
Yeah.
He'd be a choker.
He'd be a bit of
for
a
sure.
thing going on there. Hawkeye would be pretty good.
Until but then, like, what are you going to say? Like, ooh, Hawkeye.
Yeah, I fuck,
like,
yeah, but then
I
he,
fuck
like,
Hawkeye, and they're like, is he an Avenger?
He's, like, the roadie, like.
But then when he, like, comes, he's like, where do you want it? And you're like, oh, I better pick a good spot. Because
it's going to go there.
It's going to go wherever he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Not my uterus!
What about the Hulk?
The Hulk guy?
Not
yeah,
mine either.
I want to get killed.
What about just Bruce Banner?
I'd be all up in that shit.
Yeah.
Bruce Banner?
We talk like Mark Ruffalo, is right.
Yeah, not Edward Norton.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had a crush on Edward Norton too.
American Who didn't? Accent Fight Club. Who didn't?
Everyone did.
He's really adorable.
Yeah, he's adorable. He's like he's like Ryan Short if a horse didn't kick him in the head.
Can David Duchovny become an Avenger for this?
No, David Duchovny is not an Avenger.
That was so aggressive.
Can Dr. Phil be an Avenger?
I don't know, fuck Dr. Phil. I just want to be like safe and
Dr.
warm
Phil
in his
would
arms.
Look you in the eyes.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't. Because he does. Because he's only into Robin, you guys. Like, do not even go there. He's so in love with his
wife. Batman's Robin?
God, how did you get scared to yourself again?
He's been corn the whole time.
How does this keep happening? I wanted to do Chris O'Donnell in grade 6.
Stop. Oh, no.
As Robin.
He's eating the carrot from his nose.
Okay.
All right. Get out
of here. Sorry. Later, guys. Have fun.
Get out of here, Dad.
Are you going to Druid?
No, Drew's out of town.
Drew's hosting it.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the Drew. Because
Lars is out of town.
Mm.
Bye, Dad.
Bye. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, of course. It's a great crossbow.
See you, Dan.
Okay.
See you.
National treasure. What's under the building.
What's Dan's? What's your favorite thing about Dan?
His glorious voice.
Sometimes at night. We Facebook message each other, and it's literally just words like elephant or giraffe.
Yeah.
That's it. Once I was like, why do
so
earlobes...
your favorite thing about him is that he doesn't have a regular sleep schedule.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Jamie, your favorite thing about Dan?
His glorious golden voice.
Okay.
And his complete knowledge of Bohemian Rhapsody. And his soft-spoken nature.
True.
And his mischievous polar bear eyes.
Okay. Oh,
so many things.
Tobin?
I don't know, I think he's got some good, like, perspective. He's got a little bit of knowledge about a lot of things, so it's cool to talk to him. Yeah. It's like talking to him.
He can stand in one spot for a really long time. Like, he doesn't need to sit down or shift from foot to foot. Like, he's very stable.
Oh, man. I can't even...
I
can't even imagine.
What? Was he in, like, cadets or something?
I don't know.
Does anyone know this?
He's really good at
someone
standing.
Phone Dan.
Some people are just chill. They're just so
he's
chill.
Really
they can just
at
like
standing.
Turn into like cool standing.
That hurts my back.
I know he's got a good posture.
Yeah, I can't even like.
Oh,
it
hurts my brain to stand still. Like it hurts it.
It hurts my back to stand still.
What are like when you see a physiotherapist? What are the stretches they give you?
I've been having like the same stretches that they don't really give me anymore. They give me these like weighted exercises.
You have the band that you have to pull like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to do that one too.
Yeah.
I hate that one.
And like or. And just to, like, build, like, shoulder muscles because I don't really have any because all the, like, the muscle kind of sunk.
Yeah.
So do, like pull-ups, but, like, with them, with my head going in front of the bar.
Oh.
And so it yanks your shoulder blades back.
Cool.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have to do, like, lots of, what are those, planks?
Yeah.
Planks, bridges.
Core stability.
Oh, yeah. So much fucking core stability. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
It's the worst every day. And then I have to do, just to kind of support the shoulders going back, I have to constantly, every single morning, stretch my packs.
Yeah.
Just get the door frame and lean.
Yeah,
sounds like we both have fucked up backs.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're very relatable. Brain damage, fucked up backs.
Both don't like chocolate.
Both have red hair.
Yep.
God, you're like the same person.
Yeah. Yep.
I might be you from the future. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been hit in the head way too many times to remember my past or future.
Yeah. I also don't remember my future.
There's no future. There is no past.
Hey, Tamara.
Hi.
So what stretches do you have to do every
month? I do none of them. I do no stretches.
It feels
just
so good, though. I mean, start stretching.
I stretch just for fun. Like yoga
also, don't tell me what
style
to do.
Yeah, just like basic like yoga stuff.
I just YouTube
some
yoga shit, and then I'll just do that in the morning.
Yeah, YouTube yoga shit.
Yeah, yoga shit.
Everybody
a downward dog, best.
Oh, that's how
that
I fuck
full
all my
view.
Dogs.
Downward dog and white pants. Yoga shit's amazing.
Yeah, white pants, yoga shit, downward dog. Keyword,
film from the
fuck.
Back. Film right from the back.
Yeah, camel toe up, downward dog.
Whoa.
What?
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 That you're killing it.
Aggressive.
Yeah. I didn't know what camel toe was for a long time. And
then you
I didn't know what that's what she said meant for like years.
Yeah.
How?
It's because
I didn't really
it's
talk
not
to
used
people.
For the right things. It's not used. Like people are I'll be like,
man, my knees are sore. And they're like, that's what she said. And I'm like,
okay, but I never like, hear people use it that wrong.
She has like tendons that are fucked up in and, her
like,
legs.
Do people seriously use it that wrong? Because
oh
like,
yeah, that one at least made some sense from like a blowjab aspect.
Jab.
Blowjab.
Yeah, blowjab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in boxing, when you just like shit, a stick
like,
and punch
oh,
him.
It won't go in. That's what she says. Like that's what people. I never hear people misuse it. I thought everyone's seen enough of The Office to get that fucking.
No, everyone's seen so much of The Office to take it literally that they just can't use it properly.
Oh.
Blowjab.
Blowjibber. Wowzibber.
Yeah.
Blowjiblets.
But because like my hand's all fucked up and gets numb and damaged, like I remember I was like, oh, my hand, I was pulling a rope. Yeah. We were mountain climbing, and I'm like, ah, fuck, I don't think I can pull rope anymore. It's like, that's what she said. And I'm like,
nope.
I don't understand. Why can she not pull
pushing,
rope?
Pushing rope is like trying to get a non-erect penis inside a vagina.
Yeah.
So maybe they were just, like, trying to make that work.
I guess it's, like, a bad hand job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, but that's what they did, and I'm like, I don't understand. But, yeah, I like, immediately called somebody out on it just because I'm like, you're speaking nonsense, and they explained it to me, and then I was like, oh, well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is stupid.
Nerd sounds.
Everything is stupid. Everything is terrible.
Oh, I know. Everything is awful.
I want to do a web series with Tamara, but she's moving away, so I'm not.
When do you want to do it? Let's do it before I move.
No, because I have to get a producer, a director of photography, a sound guy. I have to finish up finalizing writing.
Is it the CrossFit one?
Yes.
That would have been so funny.
Yep. Sorry. Yeah. You're leaving.
Sorry to leave. Mm-hmm. Move away.
Well, at least you missed auditions, so you don't get any IMDb credits.
Exactly. What? Damn,
you went camping.
I know, but like,
I was like, we're holding auditions. I'm a casting director, Tamara. You should come. We're holding auditions. I've got a part that I wrote for you. It's perfect. Come on out. I'm the casting director. And she's like, I'm camping.
I didn't want to commit because I knew that I was moving away, so I didn't want to. Yep. I also didn't tell you I was moving away. Mohammed told you I was moving away.
Yep.
I was going to do it.
Yeah, Muhammad is not good at keeping information.
No, he's not.
He's like, I told your mom all this stuff. It was like, I was going to tell my mom things.
He messages your mom like every day.
Yeah, my mom ignores like 90% of it.
Does he? Does she?
Yeah.
That's not what he told me.
That's a lie.
Fight Mars, he told me. People hate fucking words. Yeah.
My mom doesn't really
so living with Muhammad, I assume that he is getting a lot of strange.
Yeah, like I guess so. I don't know. It's hard to tell because I'll wake up at like 3 a.m. and I'm not sure if it's like my roommate's over here fucking or Muhammad fucking, and I wake up too late to really know.
Mm-hmm. And it's just so drafty and there's like a big.
Yeah, and like, well, on. When people have sex upstairs, like our house shakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a 104-year-old house. That probably should be condemned, but
Jesus.
Rent's cheap.
Hey, yeah, that sounds great.
I'm poor.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so come live with me come September.
yeah.
But yeah, so like I've woken up with like my lamp falling over.
Aww.
Your house sounds like it's built out of ladders and plywood.
It is. I've been in it.
It's
that's all it is.
I thought it was bricks for a while. It turns out they're like half like cut off bricks glued to like rock wall.
Oh yeah, that's oh okay. Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah. That's
I've seen
difficult.
A lot of those.
You save a lot of money if you cut your bricks up.
Bricks is expensive. I don't know Jeez. What the fuck that was.
So Jeez. I spent spent some time in a lot of time in the basement.
Yeah, I'd imagine because when people fuck, it's like a fucking tornado happening in your house.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering. You're like you're somewhat antisocial, and yet you live with like a crowd of people.
Yeah, so I try and get out of the house a lot. I don't know. I don't really like.
How do you stay alive?
What do you mean?
It's so hard living with other humans.
Well, like,
yeah, like, so I just avoid them. Like, most of the time, like, I like Muhammad. Like, I like who I live with. Except one person, but whatever.
I hope they listen to this.
I hope they're not, but.
No, they're not, because we ate a lot of meat to make this podcast.
You're right.
That's true. That's true. But, no, like,
Yeah, I just stick to myself. Like, I'll just go right in the basement or whatever. Like, I just cut out, like, a little corner of it where I can sit down and just do my stuff.
Nice. See, for me, like, I wake up, I go to the gym, and then I go and buy, like, all my produce and groceries, wander around, drop that off at home, leave my home, go to the office, and write.
Yeah.
And then just wander around all day, so, and try and stay out of the house as much as I can.
Yeah, like... Yeah, based like that. That's I try and do that too. So, or at least away. And like every night, once it like comes sunset, I'll try and ride my bike through the city just because I like it, and it helps with my knee rehab because my left leg or my right leg is so much weaker.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Kneehab.
I do squats. So.
Yeah, I'm about to start going back to the gym, and because I'm now able to like fully weight bear.
Nice.
After like 6 months, so.
I hate it when I'm injured and I can't go to the gym.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
I like being able to do, like, some exercise. Like, I really like riding my bike through the city. Like,
yeah.
I'm able to see cool stuff, hopping over, like, hoods of cars, and it's fun stuff.
It's for me, it's always, like, that has to happen at a certain UV index.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I do that at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is nighttime activities.
There's also a cool thing I learned, and this might help you here. During the Chernobyl reactors, when they're melting down, there's so much radiation that people would get shit-faced drunk. And what that does is when you have a certain amount of alcohol in your blood, it inhibits your body's ability to absorb radiation.
Oh, okay. And crazy.
And then in Hiroshima, what they did is they would eat zinc.
Yeah.
Straight up zinc, and that inhibits it. So you can take, like, zinc pills.
Yeah.
Zinc will also help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and, like, when it's really hot out, like, and I work in Red Deer as a freestyle ski coach, and I sit on a dock in the summer as people jump into this pond. And so, yeah, I have, like, zinc oxide on, like, my nose and, like, stuff.
But even just eating it.
Yeah. I have to go get some zinc when I get more than 48 cents in my account.
Yeah, zinc pills. That's how you do. But yeah, freestyle ski coach, and you also are a gearhead.
Yeah.
Nice. I just went and built my bike at the Edmonton Bicycle Commuter Society.
Okay.
Yeah. I went there to go buy one, and then all the ones they had were disassembled, so I was like, oh, fuck this. So I just went and bought a shitty one, and then took it there and sort of assembled it, I should
say. Yeah, you just like snag some parts, put it on. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. No, certainly. Tamara, you're really quiet.
I am.
What's your bike like?
It is from Canadian Tire. It was $50.
Me too. It's right there.
Mine wasn't $50. It was a Canadian Tire bike. What the $50.
It was on sale. It keeps breaking.
Sounds like it's worth $50.
It sounds like it is. Yeah, it keeps breaking. The brakes are like weird, so I try to avoid it. Looking at it, I try to avoid looking at it completely.
Yeah,
you can take that with you when you move. Having a bike in Toronto is a good.
I'll probably sell it.
Yeah.
I don't have the money. I don't have any money.
I think Tobin will give you 40 cents for it.
Yeah, I'll take 46, 48 cents.
I don't need more bikes.
Listen, this bike is really cute. It's called the Traveler.
You made that up.
No, it is actually called the Traveler. I promise. Yeah, I don't know. I probably won't take my bike to Toronto. I'll probably just steal a bike in Toronto.
Fine steal.
Okay. Fine steal. Sounds steal good. Fine. You know what I mean? Toronto. No. T.O.
Good. The end.
The end.
The end.
I have to pee so bad, but I'm scared that you will do the Muhammad impression. I don't.
Am I supposed to stop this from going, or should I keep it going?
Let's wrap her up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Hit pause though, so that we can start recording as soon as Tamara leaves the room.
It's off.
Now it's recording again.
Hey, so like, I'm Muhammad Ali, and like, I don't even really understand comedy. Like, I kind of whisper. I don't know how to make like any sort of volume or anything. Thank my goodness I have a microphone that they can never turn up loud enough for anyone to actually hear me. But there's like awkward pauses, and then some people laugh, but I don't know if they're laughing at the jokes or if they're laughing at me. But I'm trying. The end. And that's Tamara's impression. Oh. Okay.
Okay, guys, as always, our music is done by Ben Sound, audio touch-ups and engineering done by Triptych Winter. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. We had a wonderful time making it. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. If you could go to our Facebook page and hit like on that, or Twitter and follow us or some such, it actually kind of helps out. Or if you're on iTunes, like, favorite, subscribe, rate, review, I don't know, do something. Just do things, okay? Thank you very much.
Okay, knock, knock, guys.
That's a normal thing.